there. Here he is.
Hey, Russ?
Yes.
Hey, Russ, my name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good.
Good, good. I wanted to jump on the line with you to go over some details here, and then obviously we could dive into the pricing. Tara said that your business is about 8 years in, but you have some discrepancies online that's making it so your Google business profile is suspended. You have some wrong addresses floating around.
Yeah, and then it says permanently closed when you look it up.
Yeah, yeah, Google does that. If they can't verify, like, name, address, phone number, or website, or if there's any discrepancy.
Yeah, but they do verify it, and they say, we accept your edit. We accept it. I got that, like, 5 times within the last 2 months.
Yeah.
They never change it.
Yeah, we run into that sometimes when we're doing the verifications here. And the only way around it is we get on the line with Google. So we do, like, a three-way.
That's if you can. I can never do it. Nobody uses I can't get anybody.
Yeah, we submit more
months,
businesses
I can't get
to Google
anybody.
Than anybody in the world because we're partnered with them. We're right next to Google here in Orange County, California. If you look up our company and you look up Google. And so I literally have guys across the street in-house, and then I'm Google certified myself. We could do a video call, and we'll be able to verify you. Okay, I just want to make sure that we have the right information. And that's a place that you plan on staying, so that doesn't happen again. So it's the 1319 Purdy Town Turnpike?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Everything else is wrong, right?
Yep.
Okay. Awesome. And then I see there's a few different things online that you're doing right now. Some stuff's engineered towards your website. I see some pay-per-lead services out there. So you're kind of all over the place. I mean, are you just trying to get leads? Is that why you're doing all this stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, one's a Google search. A voice search was one of them. The other one was to upgrade the website and, clean the Google stuff up as well.
Yeah. So you have two different companies that are supposed to be working on your Google business profile?
Yeah, one has, well, they're supposed to, but I don't know.
Not working, right?
A meeting today at 2 o'clock with them.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I mean, if I set you up here, that meeting's going to come down to, hey, I got it all handled. I don't need you guys.
Well,
because
you let me know what the deal is. Right? I can't do anything this second because I'm driving.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
You let me know what's going on and shoot me an email or something, too, like what we discussed. Then
yeah.
Can, you know, sit down and take care of whatever I got to do.
Yeah, so here's the thing. The reason Tara reached out to you today is because we have a listing available that falls within that mold remediation category. It does. It's like a restoration services, really. So it's fire, water, mold.
I do that.
Okay, perfect. So you're right in that category. So when this happens, when a spot opens up in an area, Google just creates this list of companies, and then my reps like Tara, they call out until that spot fills. Once we fill the category, we close it out. We can't work with anybody else that does restoration. So, you know, that's why I was verifying the Holly address, because that's the area that they're giving us for the position that's available. But if they close it out, we lose out on that entirely, right? And that's the moneymaker. 90% of the time when people search for fire, water, mold, whether it be remediation or restoration, they're picking from the first page. If you're not on that first page, you're missing it, right? So.
So how far in the first page? Like how long is the first page? Five?
Oh, they only show three.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they only show three recommended guys. So the guys that are there now, it's like Advanced Disaster Recovery, Inc., Integra Clean and Dry.
That's the company I used to work for.
Wow.
I actually took over their office right now. I'm in their, that's where they were, 1319. That
Yeah, 1319 Purdy Town Turnpike, Suite A. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ollie.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe that's why the spot's open. I don't know. Because they were doing this.
Could be.
Yeah, they were doing this for Wayne County. And so, wow, that would be pretty easy fix for us. You just got to remove the name pretty much and put a new one there. But there's also Rapid Mold Removal. It's another company that serves Holly. So there's only three. Three top guys, right? Okay. And if NEPA's there, like I said, that's where 90% of the guys are going to make their buying decision, you know? But us being partnered with Google and 20 years in business, I mean, we cover all your bases, top to bottom. And the reason we do that, we want to be like a one-stop shop for you, keep your overhead low, but we also want to make sure that on all these other platforms, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Bing, Amazon Alexa voice search results, Google voice search results, you know, we want to make sure all that information matches up. We have to do the name, address, and phone number cleanup on all those platforms. And we can only...
Yeah, they're all different.
Right, exactly. And so we can only access that if we provide those services to you. So there's a platinum package that we have that covers everything. It even has like Facebook advertising, gives you your own tracking system so you could see it all. Usually it includes the website too, but I see you already got a nice website here, so I don't think we'll need to do that. Usually that platinum package, it's usually $5.99 month to month. That's the problem, right?
Right.
I know if you're already invested in a bunch of other things and Angie's, that's not going to really help your situation. So what I was thinking I could do, if you wanted to come on board with us today, I'll put you on a discounted pricing structure. I'll get the rate reduced to just $249 for the platinum package, and then we'll do it month to month. No long-term contract or commitment on your part. And then there's no other lead fees, click fees, or call fees. So that $249 should cover everything for the entire month. And then, you know, obviously the goal is to get in there, fix all these discrepancies, and start generating some leads for you. And, you know, I'm sure if you could pair this to Angie's or any of the other stuff that you have, it would be a pretty it'd be a no-brainer.
Right. So let me ask you a question, though. But what happens, like, so I have guys that are supposed to be taking care of, like, the fixes.
Yeah. Once we access your Google Business profile and these other online listings to do the name, address, and phone number cleanup, it's going to kick them out of there. So at that point, they really won't be able to do anything to your listings just because we have these protections on there. So the only people who will be able to access it is us as a Google partner and you as the business owner. But it's up to you to actually contact them and make sure you stop all the billings and they're not continuing to charge you.
Right.
Yep. So you got to handle that one. We don't
let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Say it's like, I'm just throwing it out there because I don't remember. I got to go look at, you know, when I get back to my office, find out what's going on.
Yeah.
Just say they're taking care of that already, right? And they charge me a fee.
Uh-huh.
Can you just do the one page thing like you're saying, or do you need to do the whole platinum thing? Is there another tier, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you want to do the whole thing because the Google search engine, when it's pulling its data, it's not just pulling it from your Google business profile. When they're recommending you, they're making sure and ensuring to the customer that we made sure you have all your proper paperwork and that the information that we're giving them is true and accurate, right? So the crazy thing is you don't even have to display your address, you know, but the address is what's causing all the problems. So we do have to clear up the address with the search engine, and then we could just put, like, city, state, and zip up there. But I guess the short answer is no. Like, we have to make sure everything is precise and accurate. Just because there is an AI portion of the search engine that's going to be reading it, and you're going to get an error message every time if name, address, or phone number or website on any of those other platforms doesn't match. So we like to get in there and make sure it matches up. But the key for you is I'm not charging you for any of that, Russ. Like, if you go onto our website, the bare bones pricing structure is usually $50 more than what I quoted you. So I'm giving you $249, but we're giving you a package that's normally $5.99 month to month because I'm waiving all the fees on everything else. You're basically only going to be paying for the first page placement on Google. The other stuff we just threw in to help you out, make sure you're seeing success from it.
Right. So I have to call these other people because, I mean, if they're doing this already, because this is like a week in already.
Oh, they're definitely not doing this already. We're a premier Google partner, so we're all in the same network. You know, if you sign up with one of us, then the other ones aren't going to call you. We already know you're working with another Google partner. You wouldn't even be on our list to contact. So they're doing something, obviously, if they're charging you. But it doesn't have to do with getting the business on the first page of the Google search results. Maybe voice search. But voice search is something you could set up on your own. You know, it's just another feature. It's not the actual placement itself.
Right. Yeah. He's setting it up that, you know, it goes on Alexa, this, that, and the other thing, whatever.
Yeah, what is it, like $100 a month?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah.
I'm getting hit left and right every 2 seconds, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It might even be less than that, you know? We've done when people just want, like, hosting for their website and then the Google Voice tracking number, and it's like $50, you know, just for that.
Right.
But the first page placement is where the money's made. The guys that are on the first page get 90% of the phone calls, and if you're telling me you took over Advanced Disaster Recovery, Inc., and I could see that they were up there with 23 Google reviews, it looks like this is something that they already were utilizing, but maybe they're not in business.
Well,
anymore.
I didn't take over that company. I got my own company.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't take over their company. I'm in that office where they were. I used to work for them.
Ah, gotcha. So are they still in business? Because their listing's up and running.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, but
they're
we got to...
They're not in that office, though.
Yeah, but we got to do the name, address, and phone number cleanup, too. That's a big issue because, you know, it still has their business registered there. So we have to communicate with them and their Google partner as well. It's beyond just a simple fix. Like I said, if you're not in contact with the Google partner, you're not going to be able to get it. Like, I don't know what you're paying those guys, and I don't know why they didn't disclose that with you in the beginning that they wouldn't be able to help you without doing this. But, yeah, we have to clear these discrepancies with them and you in order to make it work. And we'll do it. That's fine. That's a part of our services. We usually charge a setup fee for it, but, you know, I'd rather just clear the discrepancies, get you up and running, because I'm pretty sure once you see it working, you won't have a problem continuing to use it as a long-term solution, and I'm sure Advanced Disaster is probably waiting for the call, too.
How fast would that be up?
The verification, that's the thing. Yeah, we got to clear these discrepancies. I would say we need about 5 to 7 days because there's that PIN, and we got to do a video call with you. We're going to have to do a client interview with you. So you got a little more work for us than just the average client who started his business yesterday and we're just building everything from scratch. There's a lot of things we got to go in there and undo. What I can say is that you'll see results within the first month, you know, and the kind of work that you do, you know, the first job we get you should offset the cost for a couple of months at a time. But month two is obviously going to be better for you than month one, because once we resolve these issues, you're just up there collecting for the full 30 days rather than us fixing all these discrepancies to get it into that right spot. Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a lot of work to do, but we'll get you in a good position to where, you know, by this time next month, it's all already handled and you're just focused on the customers that are coming in.
Yeah. Okay. Their lease ran out in January. That's why I'm in there.
Got it. Okay, so you moved in January 1st?
Like what happened?
No, I just moved in there, actually. The 22nd I got in there is when I signed the lease.
Okay.
Yeah, but I just finally moved in this weekend. It just passed, you know, still moving in.
Yeah, I'm going to put them into the client needs contact queue for Google, and they'll contact them to update their address, because it looks like they're still running a campaign, and I don't think they want to cancel the campaign necessarily, but whoever their Google partner is needs to change that, because it's going to negatively affect your listing, and then we'll be able to communicate that and fix it all for you guys. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if I could get your approval on it, I'll go ahead and create your account with us, and I'll get started on everything.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So let me just verify all the information, okay? I'm looking for any discrepancies. I have a lot of it here, but just to make sure. So this phone number that we're on, Russ, it's the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes, that's my cell.
Okay. So it's 272-336-7556.
Correct.
Okay. And then what's your last name?
Carpino. C-A-R-P-I-N-O.
Very Italian. Russ, short for Russell?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. I like that. My wife was Italian. Her
I'm trying
last
to put you on speakerphone so I could, like, look at my phone at the same time.
Okay. Yeah, that's
so,
fine.
Bear with that's me fine. For a second.
Yeah, you're okay.
I hear you, but...
Okay. Yeah, I'm just attaching your website to the listing, letting them know that that's accurate. The information on your website needs to match up, too. Let me just go over this and make sure it's all the same. Yeah, you got a different phone number on your website than you do
That's the Google phone number.
Okay.
And it bounces to my cell.
Okay,
you know,
so, yeah. Yeah, call tracking.
That's the business number.
We could have gave you that for free. Those guys shouldn't even be charging you monthly for that. We give that to our clients for free when they have these Google business profiles and first page placements.
Right.
Yeah, so if you want to change that or get a new one, so that way they're not charging you for it, you just let us know. We'll get you a new one.
Right.
Yeah, save yourself some money.
Yeah, but I don't want to do a new one because I just got stationery and signs and everything else with that number on it.
Ah, damn it. Okay. All right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. You want
to
make
sure. Why, do you have to change that number?
No, but I mean, if they're going to charge you a fee for it, then I would say.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know.
Well, right now, I don't want to change it the second. Maybe when I'm ready to do the,
Okay.
You know, get new stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so I'm gonna list that number though, because you want the number on your site and everything to match up. So 570-291-7711. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's got a completely different zip code and everything. Like that would immediately cause a problem, and that's what we're looking for. You know, there's an AI portion of this search engine where. Right. You know, if the things don't match, it just goes verify, and then we have to have somebody manually get
into it. You're looking at the website,
right?
You're looking at the website right now?
Yeah, NEPAEnvironmental.com.
And what zip code does it have? Because I changed that to the 1319, the holy thing in there.
Yeah, it does. Find a mold remediation servicing a 40-mile radius from Holly, PA.
Yeah.
No, it's up to date on there. That one's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, the address isn't a problem on this one. It's just the phone number. So, like I said, name, address, phone number, and website all have to match up across all platforms.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
All right. So I'll use this as a reference point. We're going to have this attached to your Google business profile, too. So they'll be able to see that. And then the business email address that's on the site here, that there's a contact us now profile. What's the email address that's going to? We're going to use that as your primary business email.
Russ@NEPAEnvironmental.com.
Okay.
That should be on there too. That should be right.
Exactly, yep. Well, it doesn't show it. So what it does is it just has a contact us page and it's set up to automatically forward to that email. So I just wanted you to verify it. And then I noticed on your business name here, there's that .2 at the end behind the LLC. What is that?
Okay. So when I bought it from the guy that originally owned the company, he had an LLC and he couldn't close his bank yet. So when I listed it, I still got the name, LLC, like that on the website and everything else.
.2.
But legally, it's .2.
Got it.
So I could get my own tax ID number and it's in my bank and all that other stuff.
Love
but
it.
But I bought the site from him, the name, the whole deal, the phone number, the leads, or whatever.
Okay. Now I understand how all this stuff happened. Okay. Wow.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you kind of messed me up with that.
Yeah, but it's okay. You know, we got it. We'll get it fixed. It's just you got to have a professional in there to get it fixed, you know? When the search engine reads it'll red flag everything, you know? We have to manually do this one. So I'm glad we got a hold of you.
Right.
All right. And then how do you want your hours of operation the same, 8 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday 8 to 2, Sunday closed?
Yes.
Okay.
Unless there's an emergency, like a flood, in the middle of the night, we'll do it 24/7 and go out there. But that's not, like, hours.
That's not regular. You know, yeah, that's a special.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. And it's good to list the hours and put the 24/7 on there so they know if it's after 2 o'clock on Saturday, you're technically in the emergency category. Now you're paying me time and a half or however you want to.
Yeah, right, whatever it is. Plus, you don't want to kind of hedge the issue, the damage before it gets worse, you know?
Right. You could accept cash, check, and card?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so the thing is here, you're going to have to, I mean, I don't want you to be, we want your overhead low, right? So, the Google Voice stuff, I recommend get rid of, unless they're the ones who are doing your tracking phone number and you want to keep that tracking phone number, then leave it. You can pay them that every month, but that's basically all you're paying for to them because they're not going to have access to the Google Business profile anymore once we get in there.
Okay.
And it's just going to kick them out because we don't want to have any more discrepancies or anybody able to edit it. We have to make sure this stuff is precise and accurate.
Right.
Okay. But I have your profile created. They'll ask you for access to that Google Business profile during a client interview. If you can't get access to it because of the old management, then we'll have to do an override and request it directly from Google. There's going to be an interview process too, where we want to go over like all the services you provide, the area you cover.
Right.
That way we're customizing it. What would be the best time to do the interview?
I don't know. I could do it this afternoon later on, but.
Okay.
Monday? I don't care. You know what I mean?
Well, no, I'd rather do it today. I want to, because we can work on this stuff over the weekend. I don't want to waste days. It's a month-to-month service.
Right.
I want to make sure by the time your next bill rolls around, we've already got some clients under your belt, and it's paying for itself, not you taking money out of your pocket every month. So I want to get it going right away. I mean, I have slots available. I got 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7.
Today, 4 to 5.
Today? Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
Yep. Yeah. Let's get it rolling now. I'm going to start working
on
all this stuff.
4 to 5 Eastern time, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Let's get it rolling now because I'm not going to stop working once we finish this call. I'm going to get it all going. I got a lot of paper to push technically here, and then I might even have to go across the street to help you out. And then we got to call these other guys that were at your address previously, Advanced Disaster Recovery.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I got a lot of stuff to do here. All right, 4 to 5.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It's okay. We'll get it knocked out.
I'm just pulling my hair out, doing this all like trying to do it myself. It's like a nightmare.
Yeah, yeah. It's not designed to be able to do yourself. You know, Google does it that way on purpose. That's how they get their money.
Yeah.
If guys were able to do it themselves, then they wouldn't pay Google.
Right, I'm just trying to clean it up. Just trying to get shit straight.
Yeah, just trying to get connected
with
your customers. Yeah, I don't blame you.
Right.
You know, you don't want to be missing out on a perfect job. It's right there in your backyard just because Google won't clear your discrepancies, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I got you. You're losing money by the day every time that happens, especially if it's a rainy time. All right, here, let me see this. All right. I got your profile all set up. I got that client interview slot locked in, so it's locked in between 4 and 5. They're going to send you a text message at 3 o'clock. It's going to be with another representative here within my company, but it's pretty easy, okay? It's nothing fancy. They just want to make sure that, you know, we're listing you for the right things in the right areas and pick your brain a little bit, okay? So just like set 20 questions I'll walk you through. Real simple.
Okay.
Okay, and then... how do you want to secure your first month's payment of the $249?
I could do a card right now.
Okay.
It's not going to be the card I'm going to use the whole time.
All right. Well, let me do this then, Russ. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension, and save this, okay? Anytime you want to make a change or you need help, just call me. We also have 24/7 customer service. The same phone number, just hit extension 1. You can get a live operator at any time, okay? We'll basically walk you through it. I don't expect you to even know how to use a computer, okay? We'll do it. We'll do all the legwork on it.
All right.
All right, but just let us know if you want to swap the payment method. We can swap it. Now, does this have the business name on it, this card?
No. No, it don't. That's why I left it with my son so he could pick up stuff today.
No worries. The reason I asked is I'm gonna put the business name on the invoice receipt that comes over. So you'll still be able to write it off later, even though you're doing it on a business card right now. Okay? I'm ready for you.
It's 5511.
5511.
5930.
5930.
0290.
0290.
7256.
7256. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0426.
0426. And then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
598.
598. Okay, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. I need your undivided attention, okay?
All right.
You're on a recorded line here, Russ. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner." It says, "To ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?"
NEP Environmental, LLC.
Point two, correct?
Point two, correct. Okay. Point two.
Thank you. And then can you please state your name and title within the business?
Russell J. Carpino. I am the owner of that company.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. The reason we say that, Russ, is we want to make sure that this doesn't happen again. Okay.
Well, I'm going to give you a list when you do the onboarding thing.
Yeah.
Of what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll need transparency from you there. And then obviously we'll plan the attack from there, but we could also see a lot of what you already have online. We're not going to duplicate anything, but after today and once we have all these discrepancies resolved, if you get a call from another marketing agency, just let them know, hey, I'm already working with Local Splash. They should know who we are. We're the longest tenured Google partner in the country. So if they have any kind of relation with Google, they'll know who we are. And, you know, just decline. We don't need to have any more problems like this popping up because it's going to knock you off the first page. And any day that you're not up there, you're losing job opportunity.
Right. Well, I got a thing with them today. I'll tell them today.
Yeah. Yeah, and you want to keep your overhead low too. We don't want you to have 100 different bills floating around.
Yeah, right.
This package I have you on has everything in the one discounted price. So saving you about $350 a month plus whatever you save when you get those guys out of your wallet. All right. So the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. It's a month to month service. Okay. You're not binded to any kind of contract. We want you to come back on your own. Right. We earn it.
Right.
So, it says your first month's payment's going to be non-refundable just because of the discounts that I applied. It's going to be charged today. It's February 7th, 2025, and the discounted price of $249. When the term is completed, the agreement's going to automatically renew each month on the seventh day, but it's going to be in the discounted price of $249. And then it says you can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or anything like that. But all we ask is if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the seventh day. So that way it doesn't automatically charge you. Okay.
Gotcha.
I personally recommend give it 2 months. You know, like I said, we got to clear these discrepancies. I don't think it's going to take long, but I feel like we're going to miss out on like the whole first week of this while we're fixing these issues. Hopefully not, but all right.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to process the payment here. When this goes through, there's a paper, it'll say,
pictures needed for Google verification. It's going to look similar to the stuff that you've submitted before. You know, they ask you for license, insurance, business registration, business card, picture of the work vehicle, you know, the front of the property or your workplace. Unfortunately, I do need you to fill that out again, and this will be the last time, right, because we'll let them know that we're going to finally clear these discrepancies. So they're going to take whatever you send on that form as, like, the truth set in stone, and everything else we're going to go ahead and remove and clear up. So that's coming through to you now. There's going to be an outline of the agreement in writing that it's month-to-month. I've given you that discounted price for as long as you're with us. It'll have the billing date and the cancellation. You'll sign off on that. And then there's also a username and password. We have a tracking system so we can show you all the clients we're bringing in for you each month. And that'll help you keep track of everybody, too, and request reviews. So those three will come in now, and then we're basically good to go until our client interview this afternoon between 4 and 5. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns prior to then, just feel free to reach out, okay? We're here for you.
Okay. All right.
All right, I got a lot of work to do here, though. I got to contact these guys that are at your old address, but we'll talk to you at 4, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.